Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's go to Georgia, where a recount will likely take place after Joe Biden took a razor-thin lead over President Trump. President-elect Joe Biden did not need Georgia's electoral votes to put him over the top, but he sure could use two senators from the state. Georgia is holding runoffs in two Senate races after no candidate won more than 50% of the vote. That the Democrats came as close to challenging sitting Republican senators as they did is astounding. So how did Georgia become a possible swing state after not carrying a Democratic presidential candidate since 1992? The answer lies in the work of black female political organizers who've been on the ground getting out the vote. People like Latasha Brown, co-founder of Black Voters Matter. She joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And you co-founded this group in 2016. Then, since then, traveling across the state, sometimes in a bus that says in bold letters, "We got the power." Why do you think Biden and the Democrats did so well in Georgia?
All of it really boils down to deep organizing. That the way that you win elections is organized power is realized power. Cliff Albright and I founded the organization precisely for that. We knew that in order for us to really be able to shape the kind of future that we wanted, we needed to make sure that we were building our power. And the way that you do that is you have to organize on the ground and really be able to build out the infrastructure and the ecosystem by building the capacity of grassroots black-led groups. And so that's what we've been focused on the last 4 years. We have literally been on the ground working with organizations, 25 to 40 organizations in each of the states, helping them to build their capacity, investing in those groups, like helping them to build power locally. A lot of times our work was rooted and centered in investing in local elections. And so a lot of that led to what I think we saw this victory on Saturday. Well, I guess the victory that happened on Tuesday, but that was called, the race being called on Saturday. That is a result of three things, of really being able to have a message that's tailored to people. I think we had a message that we tailored to black voters, that instead of having a message that was rooted in fear, we had a message that said, you have power, that you are powerful and that you have agency. The second thing is to really be able to say that we have some resources, money. Money makes a difference. And so we were able to invest in over 600 black-led groups on the ground. And the third thing was around mobilization, having a mobilization strategy, not just a voter registration strategy. We put more, while we did voter registration, we put more emphasis and resources on the mobilization part of the strategy, opposed to just voter registration.
Well, it sounds like you're saying at the heart of it, don't cede the South to Republicans. And now we are looking at this Senate race. You have the Republican sitting Senator David Perdue, a Trump backer. He recently, you know, mispronounced Kamala Harris's name several times for fun at a rally. And then his 33-year-old Democratic challenger, investigative journalist John Ossoff, the Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, who was appointed, facing the Democratic pastor Raphael Warnock. If the two Democratic candidates win, the Senate will be evenly split. Vice President-elect Harris is the tiebreaker. I mean, obviously, this is important to Democrats in Washington to get the votes in the Senate. But how important is this to you?
You know, it's incredibly important to me. My entire adult life has been dedicated on saying the South, you know, the South is not red or blue. The South are people. And that fundamentally what you start seeing in the South is like this idea that the South was red. No, the South has been underinvested. And so part of what we showed, I think even with the Georgia race, while it was an upset to many, I mean, and some folks were really shocked that that's 10 years of work of building power on the ground, that when you look at the demographic shifts and changes in the region, when you look at so many people who are constantly overlooked and marginalized, that what we wanted to do is really to be able to build that power. And we've done that. And I do think it is going to make a significant difference. I think it is poetic justice for that to happen in the Deep South, in Georgia, in a place that most folks in a presidential election, they write off. They don't even look at, because fundamentally it's been been red for so long, what I think that Georgia is reflective of is the direction of where America is going. Ultimately, I think that America is becoming more diverse, that ultimately when we look at the demographic shifts in this country, and I do believe that you're starting to see multi-generational, multiracial coalitions come together. What happened in Georgia were Black voters, LGBTQ voters, Asian American and Pacific Islanders, Latinx folks from the Latinx community, some of the folks who were new Americans, and progressive whites. What you saw is you saw a coalition, a new coalition that is forming that I call the Rise of the New South. And so I think we're going to start seeing more of that. I think Texas is next. I think people need to pay attention to North Carolina. It wasn't by accident that this year there was a governor that was elected, a Democratic governor that was elected in Kentucky. So something is happening. There are some changes that are happening in the South, and those changes are driven by people, working class folks, who are tired of being taken advantage of by the Republican Party, who are tired of literally seeing the Republican Party have an agenda that supports the elite, that are tired of in our states in the midst of a pandemic where many of our people are most vulnerable, our states have refused to expand healthcare. And so I think what you're seeing is you're seeing people rise up and respond to what it is that we want going forward, a more reflective democracy.
Latasha Brown, a co-founder and, as you hear, force behind Black Voters Matter and a political organizer in Georgia. Latasha, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.